here.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hi.
Serene, was that the end of your...
No, it's not. So what I'm suggesting, because I think the PNB is going to be hit with an awful lot of work to do this weekend, and they're going to look at two rather lengthy proposals. I'm assuming that you've transmitted the final version to them. And I would venture to say that they're not going to be able to make a whole lot of sense out of it. So I would ask whether, in fact, there's someone who's willing to actually sit down and prepare a sort of comparison chart using both proposals, so that people who haven't been steeped in all the details of the tech calls, none of which have been streamed, can actually look at this and make an intelligent decision. I don't think that, for the most part, this committee, and, you know, I know I speak for at least some of the committee, and excuse me if the rest of you are offended by this, I don't think we're in a position to make an intelligent choice.
Well, let me speak to that, and then anyone
wait,
else
wait,
can
wait,
get on.
Wait, point
there.
Of order. Point
yes,
of order.
Yes,
I want to speak to the substance of what she said as well. Is there a stack?
Yes, I was going to respond to some of the factual statements.
No.
And
you
then,
can't jump the stack to do that. That's out
no,
of order.
There was no stack up to that point.
I said I wanted to be on. I said I'd like. I said I thought Serene had a comment. I have a comment.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll put you on next. And
I thought I heard Carolyn speak first, but either way.
I'll go ahead, Ted.
Okay, thank you. And I hate for the tone of what I just put out. I think that the person who needs to do what Serene is talking about is either Greg Gumma or Lonnie Hicks. I think we have done a great job up to this point by getting to where we are at. And I do think that this committee should probably make a final recommendation. I'm not suggesting that we send this to Lonnie or to Greg and let them make the final decision. But the analysis probably should come from Lonnie. And I want to back this up by saying, when I was in college and graduate school at San Jose State, I was on a student, faculty, staff, academic senate, and I spent an entire semester working on a calendar of when school should start and end and when vacation should occur and so on. And it was ridiculous that they ultimately made the decision at the president's level, and it was a complete waste of a whole semester of meetings. This is the kind of work that management should do, provide us with an analysis of the two proposals we have before us, and then from that analysis, I will be in a position to make an intelligent decision. I have not had a chance to read the Election Services proposal, and I don't even have the other one. I also wanted to say that Melinda made a very good point earlier about union salaries. I want to know if one of these companies is union and the other is not. That is a piece of information that will affect my vote. So, I'm done.
Carolyn, I'd like to be on the stack after.
Richard would also like to come later.
All right. Mary and then Richard.
Let me speak
to some of these points. The proposal went out. This committee has been working on these proposals for several months now. I know Serene was absent from some of the meetings where we did discuss it, although they were, of course, archived. And the proposal went out on the 16th, I believe. No, excuse me. I will finish, and then I will allow you to speak.
It's personal privilege, Madam Chair. I don't believe you have the option of deciding when you'll accept it.
Well, if it really is.
It is. My absence or presence on the committee on any given call at any given time, including your 10 p.m. call, is irrelevant. Perhaps if we hadn't had, you know, executive session calls discussing this at 10 p.m.
The comment is out of order, and I'm going to continue with my explanation and comment.
Yes, it is.
Madam, please call the meeting to order.
The comment is out of order, and I will move on. The proposal was distributed on the 16th with warning that it would be coming out and asking people to please clear the decks and study them very carefully. And there were several follow-up memos asking people if they wanted clarification and invitations to call and ask for any questions. So for people to say now that they haven't had a chance strikes me as a little bit odd, and I know, Ted, you said you didn't have it, but I did send it to you. It did not come back, so I'm not sure where the proposal landed, but I know you had at least two copies of each. The revisions were very small, and the question of the clarification did not have anything to do with the other company. It was a question. We've had 2 years of work with the other company, so we knew the answers to the questions that Art and Jack were asking. They were technical clarification from this company, and they were asked and answered, so it had nothing to do with the other company. So far as delaying the vote, we have delayed this quite a long time, so I would really not like to delay the vote any further. And I will move on to Mary and then Richard.
Don White on the stack.
Don? Mm-hmm.
With regard to what Ted was saying about this financial analysis by Lonnie, I agree with Melinda and with myself and several other people earlier. The dollar amount is not the only thing. And we might spend less money if you look at it, but we have a track record of last year's election as to how the work is done. And so, and for that matter, for Lonnie to try and do this, some people on this call are saying they're not expert in STV and all this, and Lonnie is far less so. That's nothing to do with his expertise, and I think it would be a very hard thing for him to come up with some definitive bottom line. I don't think there is exactly a bottom line. Because and I have read the proposals, and not that I'm, you know, prepared to sit and make a comparison chart, but they are not the it is not apples and oranges. So to go through and find every, I don't think even if you spent the time in detailing the differences why one is an apple and one is an orange, in the end you are not going to come to. You have too many unknowns in a certain way to even have a bottom line. So I just don't think, I don't know. We can all put input, maybe. I'm not sure how we want to do this. There are other factors than just the bottom line that influence some of us greatly. And those who didn't live through it are not influenced that way. But I don't think that should be emphasized that we... Mm-hmm. Get a chart, we get a bottom line, get someone to do this. I don't know who would do it is my problem.
Point of order, someone had?
yes, it's unclear to me if we have an amendment on the floor.
Thank you. We were in the middle of completing an amendment.
Oh. Yeah, if we do, we should be speaking to the amendment.
I don't know if anybody started one.
Yeah, I was going to start one, and then I got sidetracked.
I'm sorry, but we did actually... from Richard's motion, we were listing items, and Harrison had we had listed three, and then we got sidetracked because Serene brought up another comment. But yes, I'm sorry about that, people. Let's go back to that. Richard, do you want to speak
motion?
to the amendment of items that need to be renegotiated vigorously? I believe is where we were at.
Well, I did want to say something a little about that, but I want to say something in general about the process in regard to what Ted said, because I really disagree with Ted's comment that the problems we had with the last election were because of what we did, except for the fact that I think we hired a national election supervisor who didn't know what he was doing, and he now works for one of those companies.
I'm going to suggest that's out of order.
Well,
I'd like to get back
to an
amendment so that we can vote on this and move on, if you don't mind. Don, did you have a...
Yeah, well, I do want to just say I want to support the chair's comments. I believe the process has been extremely good. I have been solicited several times for input. I've been given a phone number to call, email. So I think this collection of people can really play an important part. I would oppose postponing a vote on recommendation, especially because we're going to be attaching to this recommendation our own concerns and our own reservations. So I fully support the chair in her hope and process that we move to a vote tonight. Committees ought to be doing this kind of work so that the full PNB and management does not have to, handle this. Mm-hmm. I think they would do a less effective job than this committee. So if I'm not mistaken, in the amendment to the proposed recommendation, we have vigorous negotiations. I believe the wording around timeline could be improved, mm-hmm. and I think it should be very specific. So I would encourage someone to say that the opt-out timeline seems to be inappropriate, and that we should have an opt-out date at the conclusion of the first election, or there should be some wording on that portion of the amendment, I think, that refines it a bit.
Mary Berg, can
you okay,
that?
I just want to clarify Don's wording. The opt-out timeline seems inappropriate, and we should have a date at the conclusion of the first election.
Well,
John,
we had wording
accurate?
Before as well. So.
That is accurate. I don't know if it's the best, but this
right.
is...
Okay, I just wanted to get what you
yeah.
said. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
I'd like to be on the stack again. This is Ted.
And Terry.
Uh-huh, Ted, Terry. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had said I wanted to be on the stack.
Mary, sorry. Mm-hmm.
Because I want to make that amendment.
All right, Mary, go ahead.
I forgot to do it. Yeah, the amendment I'm proposing is that we recommend that the board engage the service, instead of hire, I guess, should we say, engage the services of ESC to administer our upcoming election, with the proviso that several points need to be vigorously negotiated, including but not limited to, and then, because we only have three right now, so, and the three that we have is the opt-out date of September 30th should be moved to a date in September.
After the election?
No, you mean December.
After the election. In December.
Not September.
No.
Yeah, it might even be after December.
Right.
If things work out like usual.
I'm going backwards just like always. Okay. Yes, in December. And two, the large amount requested, a large payment amount up front. And three, are we paying for development of special software to, this is Harrison's wording, basically.
Development of special
software.
Mm-hmm.
To
special,
handle
I think proprietary is the proper word, maybe?
Proprietary software?
Well, it's all their software is proprietary. Are we just development of software to...
Well, that's on... Well...
Because for the development of software to handle duplicate rankings...
I'm sorry to keep interrupting.
Or other such things.
But maybe, it would be okay if we had some ownership rights or if
right.
the ownership were public.
So maybe you could put that language,
Doesn't proprietary do that?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't think. It just simply...
Well, if it isn't proprietary, then either we have some ownership of it or it's public. So I think if we're paying for software, we ought to have some ownership or...
If we're paying for proprietary, I see what you're saying. If we're paying for proprietary software, we ought to be part of the ownership.
Paying for the development of proprietary software. All right,
yeah.
Ted, I think, did you have a...
And the ownership.
LaVon,
yeah.
If you could get me on the stack.
LaVon, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ted, did you have something?
Yeah, I had you on mute. I'm sorry. I've looked at all of the emails that you have sent me, Carolyn, and the subject listing... is not as clear as I would have liked it to have been. A lot of times it's the initials and like EC, and as a consequence I overlooked some of this stuff, but I have
read one of the emails, and it says that the... I want to go back to it right now, and my computer is...
Good. I'm sorry, I'm going to rule this also out of order, because we really need to work on this particular motion.
Would you like me to appeal the decision of the chair, or are you going to let me finish one sentence so I don't have to go through that process? There's a statement that you sent that says that the true ballot proposal is too large for Yahoo to handle, so I'm going to send it to anyone who has not received it. Well, I never received it. So for me to vote on this matter without being able to compare the two different proposals, that would be a dishonest thing for me to do, so I cannot. And I think it's unfair to be put in the position of having to vote. I'm also saying that Lonnie Hicks could go through this and look at it and give us his dispassionate view of the two proposals and an analysis, and then we could go from there.
That was the first ballot, that was the first point of privilege since this was challenged. I sent out the ballot, the attachment bounced, and so I sent out individual emails to everyone on the elections list, and to you I sent two copies because you have two email accounts on that list. So somewhere in your two email accounts there are duplicate copies of the ballot, which I resent to individual people after it came back from the Yahoo. Follow that formula, and I don't want to waste any more time on this particular thing. If you,
I don't have it. I never got it.
I'm sorry about that, but I know I sent it, and I also sent follow-up notices asking if people did not have it to let me know, so I don't know what more.
I don't have that either. I don't have that. I'm looking at my screen right now. I'd be happy to show everything to everybody.
I'm sorry, Ted, you have two computers and two accounts, and this is a constant problem. I'm sorry, we'll have to deal with this off the line. It's wasting, I think, the committee's time, if I may.
Lauren, I think you
were next on the stage.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. We were talking about, I guess, this idea in terms of developing software for a client and who has ownership rights. I think that probably lies within the rim of, in terms of, there's law that's been written specifically for that. So I think that we will have an attorney. So that would be determined who would have the ownership right to any development of specific. And I think that will be addressed by the attorney. Like I said, there's law that has been established for that, particularly in software development.
Are you proposing, point of information, are you proposing a change
like
in the wording of that amendment, or perhaps Richard is going to address that? No.
Not right now, but you can go ahead.
Terry will.
I see. Richard?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, anything like that is negotiable. There's no particular law. You're making up a contract, and you can say to them, look, if we're going to pay for all of this, then, you know, we want free use of it for the next 10 elections, or we want, you know, a cut of what you get for using it with other people. I mean, it's all whatever you put in the contract. There's no standard rule for it. If we're going to go into a contract with them, then we can negotiate that with them however we want to do it, and that's open to, you know, whatever the two parties agree to.
Jack would like to be on the stick.
Mm-hmm. Terry?
Yes. Before I start, I want to mention to Ted that both proposals are in the files area of the Yahoo list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And I will propose substitute language for the items to be vigorously negotiated. Before I do, I want to mention regarding the opt-out date that we are recommending a single year contract. So an opt-out date after the election would have very little advantage for anybody. In a single-year proposal, our opt-out date should be early enough where we could change vendors. In consideration of these items, I propose the following as substitute for the three items to be vigorously negotiated. Number one, consideration of the upfront payment amount. Number two, consideration of the viability of the vendor's proposed opt-out date. Number three, consideration of the extent to which Pacifica should pay for enhancement of the vendor's proprietary software versus the extent to which the cost of this development should be absorbed by the vendor.
Are you in a position to email that by any
chance?
Yes,
I am.
Oh, could you do that? That would be fabulous, because then I wouldn't try to scribble here. But I like that. That's good.
Could I get on the stack? This is Harrison.
Nice and clear. Yes, I believe Jack was next, and then Harrison. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think there might be some confusion about the ESC proposal. I'm sure Art and Laverne were on both calls that I was on with them, so they can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that what they are proposing is that their software is proprietary in the sense that they keep it, they own it, we don't get a copy, and I think that where we left it was that was the proposal, and we hadn't suggested that any part of that was negotiable, so that would have to be opened up with them.
Melinda Alida.
So that was my understanding, and I just wanted to see if there was confusion about that. I don't know.
Thank you, Jack. We'll put that into the hopper. Harrison?
I'm confused about the proposal, the length of time that's involved. And in consideration of the fact that other people might be concerned in that, I'd like to insert language that makes it plain that we're recommending a one-year contract.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought that Jack did that.
So that would be in the first part of the motion.
That we are recommending
a one-year contract.
That we engage the services of this company with a one-year contract.
Yes,
a point of information.
That do.
Yes, and Carolyn, I'd like to put myself on the stack. Don? Mm-hmm.
Well, this brings up the question of why there's an opt-out date. It's moot. It's a moot point. If we're only entering into an agreement for 1 year, are the experts on this saying that after the 1 year is over, then both parties, we and they, can enter into a second agreement? Why is there an opt-out date if it's just a one-year contract?
Well, if you read on page,
is anyone? Do you want to speak to that, Mary?
Yes, they're offering what ESC is offering is a 3-year contract with an opt-out clause.
Yeah.
That would expire then. So then they are offering various emoluments with $10,000 per year if we accept if we exercise the option to purchase the an additional 2 years. So it's a way of...
Yeah, but if Harrison's motion is accepted, that's moot. That's a moot point, because we would be making a counteroffer of 1 year.
Well, that would be in the negotiations as to how... I'm not sure it would be moot, and I don't think we should specify that. That's the fine-tuning of the negotiations. Whether the form says 3 years, but we opt in with something or not. I mean, those are just ways of phrasing it. So,
Well,
Richard would like to be on the stack.
Harrison added that, and it's on the list to be voted on. Richard?
Yeah, I guess I want to change the language. I have to make an amendment to not be 3 years, it'd be 3 elections. So
that
we
makes
have clarity.
It more than 3 years.
No, but the point is that 1 year there's no election. So we don't want ambiguity about whether we have to pay them for something for that year when they're not going to be doing an election. If we're agreeing to do 3 elections, I think that's, you know, very different than...
Richard, can you give me language on that?
Just change the word election to year, you know.
In
3 years, 3 elections.
This is not something to be negotiated vigorously. This is another amendment.
Well, wait, this... point of order here. We're looking at it at an amendment that will list the items we feel should be negotiated vigorously. So any suggestion should be phrased in that way.
Richard, is that one of
so
the
how does that
things that we need to be negotiated, or are you proposing something
well,
else?
No, it doesn't make sense to say, it was brought up earlier, it does not make sense to say 3 years, because in one of those years, we don't have anything for them to do.
But we just said 1 year.
Okay, but I'm talking about the 3-year version.
All right, this
I'm just trying to clear up the language.
We have two separate possibilities here. Harrison, you're saying, give me the exact language you want to be negotiated vigorously.
Well, to be quite honest, I was confused about whether we were going to recommend a 1-year or 3-year or a 4-year contract. And probably if it's a 1-year contract, then the original opt-out date is appropriate, because then we could get out of it if something horrible is happening before they mail anything out. If it's a multi-year contract, then we certainly want an opt-out opportunity after the conclusion of the first election. How to word all this is beyond my immediate... I can't do it right now.
May I suggest that we simply negotiate vigorously the opt-out timeline?
That's the proposal on the floor.
Well, all right. I'm sorry. Terry, did you send that through?
Yes.
The language, I didn't get it.
Okay, wait. So there's an amendment to that amendment so far, correct?
No.
That's
I made an amendment.
That's a substitute to the motion, though.
Well, fortunately, we're sort of still negotiating the wording of the amendment, I think.
But they're saying two very different things. One person is saying we want a 1-year contract, and the other person is talking about, well, let's see how we want to approach a multi-year contract.
Point of order.
Yes, Terry. I'm not receiving your file.
No.
Go ahead.
Point of
order.
I sent it to the list.
I got it.
We should confirm that there was no objection to the change of the beginning of the amendment that specified single year. If we are specifying single year, then much of the discussion is out of order.
And I gather that, Harrison, do you want to withdraw the single year, or do you want to modify it, or?
I think Terry's comment is quite in order, that that may be the first thing that we should decide.
All right. Do we want to vote on that?
I'd like to speak to it. It's Richard.
Yes, Richard.
Well, it seems to me that given that there's a potential for some discounting if we enter a 3-year contract with an opt-out provision, it makes more sense to do that, because we have the opt-out. If we don't like after the first election, we're gone. But if we do, we stay in, and we actually can save some money. Otherwise, we do a 1-year contract each time, and we don't get any kind of break.
I would like to speak to that, too, Mary.
I agree with that. I agree with that. And may I,
please.
A point of information, I guess, this is what I think we are looking at. We had a motion by Richard. Then I made an amendment to it. And then Terry Goodman this is an amendment. It's a substitute motion to my amendment, is it not? It's proposed amendment language, so you're substituting your three things for mine. So that's clear. Now, those are the only amendments that I've actually... The one-year contract, I didn't really insert in there. So if that's to be a motion, if that's to be some kind of amended language, how many amendments can we have at one time? Should we vote on these?
Yes, I think that's thank
because
you,
Mary. Terry's would be the last ones that received, so they're the ones we would be voting on now. Am I correct?
Yes. I'm a little bit confused because we have so many on the floor. But since Terry's are already in writing, can we vote on those?
Yeah. Well, it amends what I had put in writing, but Terry
is a substitute.
Yeah. So we vote on that part of my original amendment. This would substitute those three things, this language, for what I had put. So,
all right.
And his is better. So does everyone have that in their email, or do they need
perhaps
to have it
read? Perhaps you could read it for our listeners, yes.
Okay.
Now, just a point of information. Voting here, we're voting with the assumption we're talking about a multi-year contract, because I believe that's the original proposal, and Harrison's suggestion we go to a 1-year contract, that hasn't been acted on. So we're voting on this on the, I mean, assuming now that we're talking about a multi-year contract. Because...
I need to interject. I don't know what point...
Yes, go ahead.
The language of item two works with multi-year or single year.
Works either way.
Yes,
well, I don't agree.
Well,
I don't agree because, just to clarify in my own mind, if we were making a one-year proposal, if we're recommending to the board a one-year proposal, would there still be an opt-out date on a one-year contract?
There could be.
Can I speak to that, please, Richard?
Yes, Richard.
I mean, I think you could have anything you want, but the functional reality of it is if we had an opt-out date in September, we decided we didn't like them, who are we going to get to jump in at that late date to get ballot out by October 15th, as the bylaws require? I mean, that's, you know, it's one of those things that it's sort of like, you know, you're on your way to the prom and, you know, you forgot your tux, it's a little late. There's no way to go back that late. You know, I mean, there's a certain amount of trust we're going to have here, and the recommendations on these people have been very good. So I don't think it makes any sense to have an opt-out date a month or, you know, 3 weeks or 4 weeks before your ballots are supposed to go out. They need to be, you know, pretty much all ready to go and ready to print and all that kind of stuff right around then. So I don't know.
May I speak to that? Yeah,
anyway.
I do think that Terry's motion does address that. It's consideration of the viability of the vendor's proposed opt-out date, I think, gives us enough wiggle room either way. I don't know if Don would agree, but I'm quite comfortable that would work with either.
Well, I'm willing to go along with it. I don't think it does make sense, but I'm willing to go along with it because basically we're not signing a contract tonight. We're just making
a
proposal, so it can be worked out later.
Thank you. Mary, perhaps you could read it.
Yeah, okay. So this amendment, the original amendment talked about there are things including but not limited to which should have vigorous negotiation, and here are the three that we're going to vote on, I think. One, consideration of the upfront payment amount. Two, consideration of the viability of the vendor's proposed opt-out date. Three, consideration of the extent to which Pacifica should pay for enhancement of the vendor's proprietary software versus the extent to which the cost of this development should be absorbed by the vendor. Yeah, that's very good.
Makes sense. Are we ready to vote on that?
Point of information?
Yes.
Was that the language of the three amendments?
Yes.
Sent me in the email.
To the three items.
Yes, to the three items we are suggesting be negotiated vigorously. He has better language than I.
We have not yet gotten to the other three.
Mm-hmm. No, well, they were the same three, but he's worded it differently.
Yeah. Serene, that's right.
Am I still on the stack here?
Yes, please.
On the issue of the opt-out date, I know Mary had suggested that it be done sometime in December. I guess my concern is that by the time we have these elections, we will in fact have a new board. That board then has to be seated, and we'll be choosing members for the national board in January. So who exactly is going to decide whether or not the job is satisfactory? Since after that election, some of the people who perhaps are on this committee will no longer be board members.
All right, that's a good point.
Terry can speak to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, all these various considerations that have been raised may be considered by management in their consideration of the viability of any proposed opt-out date.
All right, thank you. Anyone else on the stair? No, all right, may we move to a vote then on these three?
I'm sorry, this is Ted.
Yes,
and
please.
Then I'd like to get back
on. I'm sorry, but what I heard does not strike me at all as being an amendment. I need to hear the exact language, and I guess I would like Terry to, if these are his amendments. Well, you've posted them you've emailed them? Is that what I just saw?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It says proposed amendment language. That's the subject, and the time is 1904.
I'm sorry, but Terry,
it does not modify the beginning of the motion, These are amending the items to be vigorously negotiated.
These are not even complete sentences. The first one, consideration of the upfront payment amount. That, how can that be an amendment? That doesn't even make sense.
It makes sense in the context of the prior language of the amendment.
Richard.
Would it help if I read the part which precedes it, the part up to those 3 points?
That's necessary.
You said necessary or unnecessary?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm saying
yes,
go ahead.
Oh,
okay. I'm not sure.
The election committee recommends that the PNB engage the services of ESC to administer our upcoming elections with the proviso that there are items which need to be vigorously negotiated, including but not limited to, colon, and then we have 3 numbered items. They don't have to be complete sentences. These are
okay.
Items.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is that clear, Ted?
It is.
Did we have the initial motion somewhere? Did someone send the initial motion?
I just read it.
No, we didn't send it in writing. Serene, you were next on the stack?
Yeah, Terry, you sort of addressed my question but didn't answer it. In terms of the opt-out date, so we're not going to recommend an opt-out date at all?
Correct.
Because the issue of satisfaction and what constitutes a satisfactory election, you know, it seems this time around that the performance of the company is based on whether or not people were happy with the actual voting results, whether or not, quote, their side won. So what is going to constitute satisfactory performance next time around?
I think that comment is out of order. I don't believe that that is the issue at all.
I think that's a question that we need to address. What are we going to, who is going to consider this? When is
Stack,
going to
please.
Are we giving
yeah,
a
Richard
timeline?
Also,
are we leaving
Stack,
it up to
Stack
management
like
to make that decision?
The question
has already been asked and answered.
The question's already been asked and answered. Richard?
The question has not been answered.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you can look at it many ways. I was very unhappy with the way the election was run from before it started by some things that were going on. But the point is, that's why we have an executive director. And an executive director can look at the election results and not being anybody involved in it directly. He's not running for election, or she, if we have a different one then, who knows. Hopefully we don't change him that quick. And evaluate it and maybe come back to this committee or whatever. But I think, you know, if necessary, we could wait another month. That's not a problem, too. It could be, you know, end of January, early February before we had to deal with it. Of course, then we're right back up again for the next election. But I don't have a problem with that being negotiated if people think that's when we should wait to see, you know, till after the new board gets seated and dealt with. I mean, those problems are not something that bother me a whole lot.
Terry on stack.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Terry.
Yes. The language I'm proposing allows for, if the initial language of the resolution is changed into a one-year commitment only, then the consideration of the viability of the vendor's proposed opt-out date would mean considering whether it is too late for us to opt out if their performance has been found to be unsatisfactory very early in the process. If the initial language of the resolution is changed to recommend a 3-year commitment, then my language allows management to negotiate a later opt-out date in consideration of the numerous items that have been brought forward in this discussion, which I don't think we're prepared to set a date about. Consideration of the viability of the vendor's proposed opt-out date is a separate consideration depending on whether it's a 1-year or 3-year commitment, and all the various considerations that have been raised may be considered by management in negotiating a better opt-out date.
Carol,
thank you for the clarification.
Back. Yes, Carol.
I'd like to call the question.
Mm.
Well, we can't do that in committees until everyone
has
exhausted. However, I do wish that people who have already spoken 2 or 3 times could bring it to a close, and I hope that there's no one else to add to this discussion. May we move to a vote? Are there any objections to that? All right. Mary, do you want to call the
All right, so I'll call the room. All right.
Point of order. Are we voting right now on the amendments?
We're voting on the three proposed substitute items that Terry just sent you by email and which Mary has read.
Right, okay. I just want to make sure everybody was aware.
Yeah, substitute language. The items are the same.
That confused me a little. We are voting to amend the primary motion, right? The main motion.
Correct.
Yes. Well...
Yes, it's not a substitute motion. These were things added to the original motion, as I understood it.
Yeah.
These things can't stand alone by themselves.
Well, no, they don't stand alone.
That is correct.
Modifying the... It's substitute language. It's not
okay,
a substitute.
Somebody called it a substitute motion a minute ago, and that was where the confusion came
up. Yeah, it substitutes for one of the items on the list.
Four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is anyone else... Is everyone clear about that? Can I call the roll?
Please.
The vote? Okay. Mary Berg, I vote yes. Carolyn?
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
Patty?
Yes.
Melinda? I'll come back to you, Melinda. Okay, Richard?
Yes.
Serene? I'll come back to her.
I'm sorry. This is Melinda. I was on mute. It was yes.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
Oh,
no problem.
Well, that won't do. Serene, are you there yet?
No.
Are you voting no?
I'm here, and I'm voting no.
Okay, thanks. Ted?
No.
LaVarne?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Harrison?
Yeah, I'm voting to amend, yes.
Uh-huh. Don?
Yes.
Deb? Deb, are you there?
No.
Deb? Huh?
She's gone.
Oh, is she gone?
She seems to be gone. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And Carol Wolf? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
I got Carol's. So it's 10 yes. And... 2 no. So it passes. So this language then is...
Deb, hello? Can you hear me now?
Oh, Deb, did you want to vote on there?
I did, but I was making the wrong unmute. I vote yes.
Okay. Well, it doesn't change the outcome, so you might as well get recorded. Okay. So it's 11 yes, 2 no. So it passes.
All right. Now on to the main motion.
I'd like to suggest another amendment of some. I'd like to suggest that we get clarification as to whether the contract could cover 3 elections or 3 years.
I think that's out of order, Ted, because the proposal is for 3 years, and we are recommending this to the board to negotiate. I don't see...
Point of order?
I don't know who you want to ask clarification.
Point of order?
Yes.
Whoever just spoke was not Ted. This is Ted.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who was it asking for 3 years?
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Harrison was concerned about the confusion between whether the contract proposed by... what was for 3 elections or for 3 years, and whether or not it goes back to my initial concern as to whether ECS was aware that we skip a year.
I believe Richard made an amendment on that point. We did not vote on that. That is correct.
Right. Would well, you... I'll if you give me the floor, I'll make it again now that the other amendment.
No, I think I had the floor and I made an amendment.
Okay.
I suggested an amendment that during the negotiations that potential confusion be clarified. So maybe another, perhaps to make it more clear, is to whether the contract covers 2 or 3 elections or 3 or 4 years.
Mary Berg, I'd like to be
Richard,
understand.
I'd like to see.
Mm-hmm. I thought what we're trying to do is to list items, and those were the only three that we had initially, that would come up in the negotiations. But it sounds to me like people are now going into what should be said in the negotiations and the negotiating points, whether it's 1 year or 3 year or three elections or what. I feel that that's what people do in a negotiation. They jiggle with that language, but I personally am concerned that any caveats we have or any flags that went up for anyone about this proposal should be amongst this list of items that we want negotiated vigorously. I think the other stuff is getting into a kind of micromanagement, and I'm afraid we're going to run out of time. And I would hope people would focus on what else there is in here that raised a flag for anybody, that caused concern to anybody.
I think
I'm losing sight myself of what those things were.
Terry?
Yes, I moved.
Wait a minute.
I'm
losing. Did someone else want to be on the stack?
Go
or
ahead.
Did I miss a name?
Yes, but that's all right.
I'm sorry, Richard, I didn't hear you. Terry?
Is Richard yielding?
Go ahead. I'll wait and see what you have to say, and then I'll speak.
I move that we amend the items to be negotiated to add an additional item. Item 4, consideration of whether a one-election or three-election commitment is appropriate for Pacifica's initial commitment to the vendor.
Sounds great.
Consideration of whether a one-election or three-election commitment is appropriate for Pacifica's initial commitment to the vendor.
I have a point of order.
Yeah, who is speaking?
Harrison. Mm-hmm. I think I made an amendment that should be on the floor before Terry's. I'm certainly willing to negotiate it has to do with the same issue, and mm-hmm. and I'm not trying to make trouble, but I did propose language for an amendment, and
Harrison, I believe the problem, as Mary pointed out, was that your language was not consonant with the basic amendment that we are considering.
No, we just voted on that.
That was not the complete amendment. That was an amendment. There were still three items left to the main amendment, and perhaps as Mary read them again.
No, his passed, so they substitute for mine.
For all of them.
I'm sorry. There's an amendment by Mary that's on the floor?
Strictly speaking, let me give you my rundown, okay? And then this is what I have. Richard started off with a motion that simply said, he recommends that we hire ESC. Okay, that was the, that's just to open up discussion. So when I made my amendment to add the laundry list that we're trying to pick
mm-hmm.
up,
mm-hmm.
I also changed the wording to say the elections committee recommends that the PNB is just language, it's just like who is doing what to whom. The election committee recommends that the PNB engage the services of ESC to administer our upcoming elections, with the proviso that there are items which need to be vigorously negotiated, including but not limited to. Now, I made the three points that Terry made, but he has refined the language, so his 1, 2, 3 substitutes for mine.
I see. So we are now at a point,
Terry's amendment just now says whether a one election or a three election is better, but the proposal says 3 years, so I am not sure why we're trying to get to that as much as whether
We passed an amendment, right?
We passed the amendment,
so forth. Now you're on number 4.
So the floor was open at that point for anything, right?
We didn't say anything yet about 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years, or one election, two
right.
elections.
Right, that's
so
why I proposed an amendment to deal with that issue.
But you're saying either or to something that is different from what the proposal is, so I'm confused how...
I think that perhaps might be...
Well, the problem lies in the proposal that they're... is confusion in the proposal as to whether it applies to three elections or two or 3 years or four.
I don't think it's so much a confusion as a suggestion, and that is one of the things that remains to be negotiated. Now, if you want to add it to one of the things that should be vigorously negotiated, is that what your intention is, Harrison?
Well, no. It seemed to me that the contract should be the issue of whether the contract covers two or three elections should be clarified. That was the import of the amendment that I'm making. But I realized that Terry proposed an amendment after mine that addresses the same issue, and I'd just like to make sure that when we sign the contract, there's not confusion about whether we're making a contract for two or three elections.
Well, as an aside, I would like to say I doubt very much that there would be any confusion by the time we got around to signing it, and I think that that would be one of the things I'd recommend leaving to the negotiations, because so much of it will hinge on money. But if you want to add an amendment, you could. I think it's superfluous, but we can
Mary
go ahead and
could
do
that. I be on the stack again?
Yes, Mary, go ahead.
I have information.
That goes first.
This is Serene, part of information.
Yes, Serene.
Is there any parliamentary reason why we couldn't amend those three amendments that were just voted up? So that number two would read, if this is a multi-year, if we agree to a multi-year contract, then we should re-examine the viability of the proposed opt-out date. I'm saying, is there any parliamentary reason why that could not be amended in that way?
No, you can amend the amendment. I'm not quite sure I understand what your point is there.
Well, but it's just a point of, she's just asking if it can be amended.
Yes, it can be. Mm-hmm.
She's not trying to amend it right now, because...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Terry, would it be acceptable to you, instead of adding this to number four, to make a motion, which isn't part of the laundry list, just to make a motion we recommend that the language be changed on page 10. ESC will offer to Pacifica a three-year contract, that we say three-election contract. Because then we can start to go on and say, do we want a one election or a two election? I'm just making smaller baby steps to get to where you're going. And I wonder if that would be acceptable, because that's, when they go to negotiate, they're going to be looking at this. And that's how we can raise the point. I think we're all concerned. Several of us have mentioned this. And we're concerned whether or not they really realize that we don't have an election every year. So 3 years means what? So I'm just suggesting some way to get that point across to the negotiators.
Point of order. This is Harrison again. I moved an amendment prior to Terry, so it's me with whom you need to be speaking, is it not?
Well, Richard actually wanted to make an amendment, but he didn't actually get to do it, to say we should have elections instead of years.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Richard's
been on this stack, Mary, and I've ignored him. Can we go to Richard?
Well, this
please?
Was way earlier, but
well,
it wasn't.
We need to get out of this quicksand we're in, because we're getting wrapped up in parliamentary dancing,
right,
and we're not getting this done, and it's not that complicated. This is not, we're not going to walk out tomorrow and sign a contract with these people. So I think we all need to just take a deep breath and go, let's put these different things in there. My only concern was that since we don't have an election every year, to use the term years is ridiculous. It's not logical. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, then we could
just
speak
in terms of what our rotation is, which is so many elections. Anyway, that was all. Just trying to have things, you know, I deal with contracts all the time and insurance policies and all the stuff, and you want language that makes sense.
that's right.
You know, that speaks in the terms of what you're doing. So anyway, that was my only concern. And I just think we need to get off of this and move on past this, because we got to get on to that other thing, which is the report.
Do you want to make a motion to change a word, and do you have the page and the location of the word you
want
to change?
Well, technically, the other guy's right. He made a motion, although I don't think it was usable in the language he put out, because it contradicted itself, sort of, and it was had its own alternatives in it, in which didn't make sense to me. But we just need to, you know, it doesn't do any good for him to keep saying, hey, what's happened to my motion? We need to get rid of all of those, start fresh, you know, of the what we've been talking about recently, not the first three, or do something procedurally to get us out of this quicksand, because we're just going around in circles right now.
Well, you're absolutely right. We're mired here. We have the motion as it stands, and I would like to say let's not amend anything anymore and put that motion and leave it there and vote on the entire contract with that proviso and those three items.
What motion now are you talking about?
The
one that we have with the three items?
Yes, that's
point of order and point of personal privilege.
Yes, Terry.
The motion before the floor is not endorsing the language of any contract. We are only specifying our recommendation on a vendor. So actually changing of the language of the contract is out of order. My point of personal privilege is that I have to leave the call at this point.
Sorry,
and I hope my last amendment is considered. But goodbye, all, and thank you.
Thank you very much, Terry.
You're welcome.
Point of information.
Yes?
This is Ted. I would like to have two things answered. One is, what is the language that Harrison has put forth? My second question is, I have been hearing we, they, and I do not understand the protocols of how, if we pass anything tonight, what the chain of command and how this whole thing goes forward from here. So I would like somebody, perhaps Richard Phelps, to give me his best take on the various steps that will ensue, assuming we pass something. But my first question was Harrison's amendment. Where does it stand, and what is it?
Yeah, what have to be stated?
Harrison's amendment was not stated clear. That's true. We need to state that. And I will respond to your question, although it's to Richard. Whatever we pass here will go to the PNB as a recommendation of the Elections Committee, as all of our motions do.
Well, is that as far as your... that much I understand. It then goes from the PNB to whom, and it goes then... I mean, we've talked about vigorously negotiating something. I want to know, as it is vigorously negotiated, then what happens before somebody signs on the dotted line?
What happens?
We haven't come to that yet because we're not management. I assume that the National Election Supervisor and the ED and the PNB will be involved in this. Though there's nothing in writing about this, Ted. It's all, at this point, something that is in the future, and I don't want to go there right now because it's irrelevant to exactly what we have to do tonight, which is to vote on these motions and get this off the floor. I'd like to move along. Richard?
I was just going to say, it's not up to us to decide all those other steps. Somebody beyond us will make those decisions.
Yes, thank you. Good point. Now, as for Harrison's language, does anyone have that clearly that we can vote on?
No, I don't. Might I restate it, please?
Yes. Remember that it's part of a bulleted list there.
No, that's perhaps the point of confusion. The bulleted list has already been incorporated into the main motion. So I wish to amend the motion as it has been already amended. And what I wish to do is to have another caveat, not a list of things to be vigorously negotiated, but just to clarify whether the contract might cover three elections or 3 years. So the wording I suggest is that at the end of the motion as it stands, you just say, and clarification as to whether the contract covers three elections, period.
Well, let's see. Well,
I would almost rule that out of order simply because the proposal language is what it is, and we're asking...
It says not three elections, but 3 years, and that is a source of confusion, no?